have a programming change to announce and a new program director to introduce in this December edition of Mondays with Mike. I'm Joy Cardine, and you're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. And as we do every first Monday of the month, we welcome your questions about all things Wisconsin Public Radio and any feedback that you might have on what you hear or don't hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. The first Monday of each month, we invite Wisconsin Public Radio's director Mike Crane to join us to share news with you as well. But every once in a while, he can't make it and he's on vacation this week. And then we invite the number two in command to join us. He is our associate director, Mike Arnold. Mike is also the director of content for Wisconsin Public Radio. Good morning, Mike.
Morning. It's always good to be here.
It's good to have you here. And as I mentioned earlier, it's nice that your name is Mike, because then we don't have to change the name of the segment, Mondays with Mike.
Like to keep it as simple as possible.
That's right. But we have a special guest as well. Both of our guests are special, but we'd like to introduce you to Wisconsin Public Radio's newest program director. He is the program director of our NPR News and Classical Music Network, Peter Bryant. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, it's good to have you here, and we will talk with you a little bit about where you're from and what kind of programming you have in mind for the NPR News and Classical Music Network. But I wanted to start with Mike first and a programming change that was just arrived at very recently and will start in January. What's new?
Yes, we have a number of things going on right now. Jim Fleming has been planning to retire from his position as the host of To the Best of Our Knowledge in 2014. That's coming up. And the program, To the Best of Our Knowledge, has been trying to figure out what to do with that. I mean, he's been associated with the program for a long time. And after a lot of thinking, we decided that it would make sense for Anne Strainchamps to be the new host of To the Best of Our Knowledge. And she's one of the co-founders of the show. She's been with the program for a long time. She's also the host of 45 North. So along with that transition, which will happen a little early in 2014, around February, we decided that would be expecting too much of Anne for her to continue hosting 45 North. So that program is going to be ending at the end of this month. So 45 North, which is heard on Fridays from 9 to 11, will be leaving our schedule.
And what's going to replace it?
Well, we're going to bring you On Point. There have actually been a number of people who've wanted to hear the Week in Review on Point, so that'll be a chance for people to hear that from 9 to 11, or I think from 9 to 10, actually, is when that happens. So that program will be on Fridays instead of 45 North from now on. Starting in January.
Yeah, so On Point is on from 9 until 11, but its first hour on Fridays is a Week in Review type program.
It is.
And then,
and
I have a Week in Review type program,
I
too,
know.
Just before.
So,
does that mean
so
anything?
That has an impact on you, too, mm-hmm. doesn't it? Mm-hmm. I think you're planning on being more Wisconsin-focused.
Yes, we will still have our Week in Review on Fridays from 8 until 9, but we will. We'll give it a little bit more of a Wisconsin focus. It doesn't mean we'll totally ignore a major national story, but we'll talk about the Wisconsin connection. And
there's one more thing. Mm-hmm. 6 o'clock on Fridays, when we make that change, typically 45 North would be on at 6 p.m. on Fridays, and we'll be replacing that with On the Media. We used to have a media review show on at that time that was very popular. So we thought having On the Media on at 6 p.m. would be great for people who can't hear that on Sunday mornings when it normally airs on the Ideas Network.
Well, that'll be great, too. Yeah. So anyway, 45 North, the last program of 45 North will be on Friday, December 27th. And then starting in January, you will hear On Point on Fridays from 9 until 11. And Anne becomes the new host of To the Best of Our Knowledge when, Mike?
That starts in February.
Okay.
Yeah, so she has a little time to prepare.
She's a wonderful interviewer and will be a great host, I'm sure.
Yes, absolutely.
So that's what's new at Wisconsin Public Radio. And if you have any questions or reactions, we welcome it. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. This being December, lots of holiday programming and holiday specials also coming up. We'll talk a little bit more about that in just a moment. But first, let me bring Peter Bryant back into our discussion. He is the program director for Wisconsin Public Radio's NPR News and Classical Music Network. And Peter, forgive me, I know that you are new, but you've been on the job for a couple of months, no?
A couple of months, started in September. So it's been a whirlwind of getting to know people and how the place operates and getting to know the audience. And it's been a lot of fun so far. It's a big challenge, but a great one.
Yeah, and where did you come from and what were you doing?
I came here from a network of stations based at Western Kentucky University in Bowling Green, which is near Nashville. It's actually where I grew up and where my son ended up doing some growing up. I was the manager and program director of that network of NPR affiliates there. And prior to that, I was in Philadelphia for a long time. Music director at WHYY, one of the main NPR stations there. I know, they struggle, but it's okay. And I did a lot of commercial radio work, too, including work with a radio production and research company in Princeton, New Jersey for a number of years. So
what is the NPR News and Classical Music Network of Wisconsin Public Radio doing right, and what's it doing wrong?
Everything is perfect. That's mm-hmm. what's great about this job. Mm-hmm. No, it's a terrific staff. So much good work. In fact, it's a little daunting sometimes because the talent and the engagement, the expertise of the staff is really something. My job really is to take a look at the network as a whole and to bring a more organic approach to how some of the things are done there. So my first job really is to do a lot of listening, to really get a feel for what's working, what's not working. And early on, it's a process of refinement more than major changes. Down the road will come the time to look a little more critically at the schedule as a whole to see if there are ways we can do some things better with our programming lineup. But the early process really is one of refinement. As I said, for example, with the music staff, the classical staff, we spent a lot of time talking about what are we doing with classical music? Who are we trying to reach and why? How does it serve them in the context of how they use the radio? And those are really interesting, important questions, and we're taking that very seriously and carefully.
Well, I know it seems to me one of the first programming shifts you made was moving classics by request, which had been moved from Saturdays to Fridays back to Saturdays again. Why did that happen?
Well, actually, when I first got here, that's something I heard quite a bit about. But it made sense because having a request show on a Saturday really enables more people to participate, including kids who are in school who obviously can't call in at 9:30 in the morning. So that worked out very well. And Ruth Ann Bestman, who's hosted that for a long time, does a terrific job. So she's doing that on Saturdays. And Stephanie Elkins, who many of you know as the host of Simply Folk, is now hosting our Monday through Friday morning classical show from 9 to 11. And just started that a couple of weeks ago.
So are there a lot of specials coming up on the NPR News and Classical Music Network in terms of holiday programming, holiday music programming?
A lot of them. In fact, we had the first one this weekend, a Hanukkah special on Sunday, and there are more coming up on Sundays, and then they will increase in frequency as we get into Christmas and then New Year's. And, of course, that information is all online at wpr.org/holidays. And that's in addition to festive music and features as part of our regular programming.
Mm-hmm. So, Mike, are any other special programming coming up in December that's holiday related or not?
We have quite a few. It's almost hard to mention all of them because there's so many of them. But probably one of the big events that happens every year is Michael Feldman's What Do You Know Holiday party, which is going to be at Manila Terrace.
Office potluck, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I don't think it'll be a potluck this year, but it will be holiday themed, and there will be audience karaoke and all the things that Michael Feldman likes to do. And that'll be at Monona Terrace. Ticket information is available at notmuch.com for that. But it typically does have quite a crowd. It's quite a fun experience for people. So if you'd like to take part in that, we have a number of other things going on. And again, I think as Peter said, probably the best way to find them all is to go to WPR.org and look at the list that we have. And we may add more as we get closer too. You never know.
And we do welcome your questions, your feedback for both Mike Arnold, Wisconsin Public Radio's Associate Director and Director of Content at Wisconsin Public Radio, and Peter Bryant, who is the Program Director for WPR's NPR News and Classical Music Network. 1-800-642-1234 is the number to call, or you can send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on our Facebook page at The Joy Cardine Show. Lots of calls, and we'll get to your calls in just a moment. But, Mike, we have a special event tomorrow. Don't we have the end-of-the-year mini-pledge drive tomorrow?
We do indeed. Mm. Yes, it'll be not a whole day. Only a
mini day.
A mini day. It's a mini drive, so it's just part of the day. And yeah, we're hoping to raise $185,000 in 6.5 hours. And this is part of our strategy to have fewer hours of fundraising, but more programming. So we believe we'll be able to do that. It's a good way. A lot of people like to take advantage of the year-end mini drive as a way to make that pledge before the end of the year. It is tax deductible, but it's also one of those things you just want to check off on your list, and it'll help us end 2013 and start 2014 strong. You can pledge online early. If you go to the website, WPR.org, and click donate now, you can do that and it will count during the drive. We've had a number of people who are type A people who like to get things out of the way before it happens. And it's really a great time to be, making a pledge. So we're looking forward to that. It should be fun, painless, and quick. So
yes,
we're looking forward to that tomorrow.
And we are looking forward to talking tomorrow morning at 6 about why we love coffee and the culture of coffee. And we'll be drinking our coffee while we do that. And we have a coffee mug. That's one of the things that will be a special thank you.
Yeah, we just have a few of those.
A few left. Truly are a limited edition.
Yes, I'm hoping we'll get them all out tomorrow.
Yeah. And we'll be talking with political commentators Brian Schimming on the right and John Nichols on the left during our 7 o'clock hour. We'll talk about issues of the day, kind of a point counterpoint kind of program. And then we will have On Your Money with Kevin McKinley during this 8 o'clock hour. And Kevin always has a lot of great advice, and he'll be talking about end of the year giving and charitable giving as one of our special topics on Your Money tomorrow during the year-end mini drive here on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the December edition of Mondays with Mike. I'm Joy Cardine, joined by Wisconsin Public Radio's Associate Director, Mike Arnold. And we are also talking with Peter Bryant, who is the NPR News and Classical Music Network's Program Director. We are talking about some upcoming programming changes and other news from Wisconsin Public Radio, and we'd love to hear from you, your questions, your concerns, your feedback. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org. I want to start first with Annalisa in Green Bay, because this is also some news. Hi, Annalisa.
Hi. I've been wondering for a little while what Sean Johnson is doing now. I always enjoyed his reports on Monday mornings, and I haven't heard him for a while. So I wondered if I'm just missing and listening at the wrong time, or if he's gone on to do some other things.
You're a very astute listener, Annalisa. And yes, Sean Johnson usually joins us for our State Capitol Report every Monday from 7 until 8, but he has been on family leave for the past many weeks.
And he's back today.
He is back today.
Good.
We miss Sean, too. So, yes, Sean has been on family leave. He is the proud father of a second
daughter, and I don't remember what baby's name is, but baby is doing fine, and he has been on family leave and will be back reporting from the state capitol, and I hope we'll have him on the state capitol report next Monday.
Yeah, he's back today.
Yeah. Thanks very much for asking. We have a lot of news series coming up too, Michael.
Well, we have been having a lot of news series. We had a series last week, I think, about sustainability. There were a number of reports related to a Quest project we're partnering with other stations. Last summer, we had a heroin series. We had series about 1963. But one of the things we're doing more of, and it'd be interesting to hear if anybody has thoughts about this, is we've been doing more series about different issues, and it's part of our goal of providing more comprehensive news reporting for you. And you're not only hearing them on the News and Classical Service, but also on Ideas, and we plan to do a lot more of that, where we'll go in depth on a topic in a series of reports over the week. So hope you're noticing that. But again, I'd be interested in hearing what you have to think about it as well. So mm-hmm. Feel free to call about that.
1-800-642-1234. And Mike, I'm sorry I called you Michael. There are too many Mikes and Michaels at Wisconsin Public Radio. We have Mike Crane, we have Mike Arnold, and we have Michael Leland, who is our news director. And I think I called you Michael.
Yeah, I answer to any variation. You could call me Mickey, Mick. I would respond.
And Peter, you prefer Peter, not Pete. Is that right?
Generally.
All right. With the NPR News and Classical Music Network, how does one, how do you program direct for two very different formats?
That's a really interesting question. And it's a big challenge because, well, there's the news we have on Morning Edition and All Things Considered, the classical music, but there's also folk music and jazz. There's variety, a lot of different kinds of things. What unifies it really is what unifies public radio as a whole, and that is the assumption that the listener is interested in a wide variety of things, curious about the world, wanting to learn, and so on. And one of the things actually we're talking about here is the fact that news listeners also like music, and music listeners are interested in the news and so on. So really, even though there are different kinds of programming, they appeal to the same core ideas that public radio listeners are driven by.
But classical music listeners also don't want too much talk taking over their music. Isn't that right?
Correct. It's always a balance. And there's no way to get it 100% right, but striving for a balance is always the goal, and that's one of the things that makes it so interesting, is making that work and making the pieces fit together.
And we will take another call now from Randy in Cadott. Hello, Randy.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Randy, where are you?
I am in Cadott, Wisconsin.
All right. What's your question or feedback?
The recent programming for the abridged, I'm going to say recast in mid-afternoon to early evening, I'm going to say I really don't care for it.
What do you mean by abridged, Randy?
Well, it seems like there's two or three programs in the morning that are edited for a rebroadcast later in the afternoon. I believe it's for a certain time.
Oh, you're talking about Central Time.
Okay, Central Time is a live show from 3 until 6 in the afternoon. There's no morning recordings that are put on that. But I think what Randy is referring to is, I believe, Mike, the first half hour of the show is repeated.
Yes, it is.
From 5:30 until 6.
Yes.
Is that what you're referring to, Randy?
You know, that must be it.
Yeah, and that's something that we're working on. One of the things that we know from looking at audience research is that, you know, in the afternoon, a lot of people are coming in and out. So one of the things we're hoping is, by reusing some material in the last half hour, that we're reaching new people with that. But I know that there have been some people who brought that up. Another thing that I know people have brought up about Central Time is that it has shorter segments, and typically the shortest segment is around, I don't know, 5 or 10 minutes or so. But in typical, the conversations are fairly lengthy. And I think if you were to compare it to other places, the length of the interview is actually pretty long for the show. One of the benefits of that is it provides us an opportunity to talk about more issues. We're also able to provide more news coverage as part of the program. And it's constantly evolving. The Central Time team had a meeting a couple weeks ago, I guess now, to talk about how the show's coming along. And we're working on doing some more things to improve that show. I think as you listen to it, you'll hear it get better every day, which it feels like it does most of the time. But they're very focused on continuing to work on the program to make it a nice mix of more newsier topics and also things that are just of general interest to people as well.
The actual, the repeating of a portion of a show is not unusual. And Peter, if I'm not mistaken, don't we, Morning Edition and All Things Considered, are not fresh hours every single hour they're on. There is some repeating of those shows as well, right?
Exactly. They're both two-hour programs, and they repeat. They roll over is the term. And that provides continuous coverage for all of the time zones. And they update the shows as news develops. And, of course, newscasts are new each hour. But, again, it's on the same assumption that, particularly during the morning and the afternoon, during those busy drive times, most people are tuning in and out 15, 20 minutes at a time and aren't listening long enough to hear those repeats.
Peter Bryant is the program director for Wisconsin Public Radio's NPR News and Classical Music Network. So if you have a question that's specific to the NPR News and Classical Music Network, that is welcome. And Mike Arnold is also with us. He is the associate director and the director of content for Wisconsin Public Radio, so he can handle everything else. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Let's take a comment from the listener log. Peter writes, I have been an avid listener for many years, but I am losing my enthusiasm for your current programming. I would prefer more music variety in the early evening, like jazz, or maybe another simply folk type hour. Actually, I would prefer more variety in general during the day, but you have made your station a classical format only. So if you didn't have enough to worry about, Peter.
Yeah, it's always an interesting question because what one person wants, obviously, someone else doesn't. With classical music during the daytime, there's a lot to be gained from having a focus. If we were classical music for an hour and then folk for an hour and something else for a couple of hours, it would not serve anyone very well for very long. So there are advantages to picking something and really doing it well for an extended period of time. And we do have jazz, we have folk music on the schedule, we have world music. So there's quite a bit of variety already, but this is the kind of thing I'll be looking at along with Mike and the others in the months ahead to see, are there areas in our program schedule that could be improved? And that's an ongoing process.
You know, it comes up on this Mondays with Mike program on a somewhat regular basis, and I was just recalling that sometimes people wonder why is Simply Folk played on the NPR News and Classical Music Network and the Ideas Network. Why is that one of the few shows that is simulcast? And Mike, is that something that's ever going to change?
Well, it's been part of the tradition, I think, for Wisconsin Public, and I think Prairie Home Companion is another program that does that as well. And, you know, I mean, I think that if you look at how the program performs on both stations, it seems to do fairly well. And I think that's one of the issues. I mean, we are moving into a phase where we're being more dynamic in our program changes, as you may have noticed if you're a recent mm-hmm. or longtime listener to Wisconsin Public Radio over the past couple of years. We've made a number of changes, and we've even changed some things back, which is always fun to do. And I think that's part of a new approach that we have where we're more dynamic about our schedule. So, I mean, I think we're always looking at everything, but that's not one of the things that's high on the list in terms of, mm-hmm. of changes at this point. I think we're trying to work on areas where there's room for improvement.
All right, back to more callers. And Jim in Fort Atkinson is with us. Hello, Jim.
Hi, Joe. I love your show.
Thank you.
I'd like to ask Mr. Arnold if there's any chance of getting an hour back of Bob Parlocha with Jazz on Friday, well, mainly Saturday night. They took an hour away from both nights. And I also want to say that I wish the Friday night entertainment block would not block out a repeat of Joy's Week in Review on Friday, because I think that's a very important show. I used to listen to it on Friday nights when I missed it on Friday morning.
Thank you, Jim, very much. All right, well, maybe let's talk about the Friday night entertainment lineup. It is a little different. We don't repeat the same shows on Friday as we do during the rest of the week.
Right, that's true. And I think we use Friday as a chance to introduce some new programs or programs that are emerging to listeners on the Ideas Network in particular. So you hear The Moth and you hear Snap Judgment and things of that sort. And that's sort of the premise behind that, is to sort of bring some up-and-coming new programs to our listeners. A number of listeners say they'd like to hear that. I appreciate your comment as well, Jim, about the jazz programming. It's something we're always trying to strike a balance with everything we do. So we'll definitely keep that in mind as we think forward with program schedule.
Thanks a lot, Jim, for your kind words. And again, we will be having a more Wisconsin-centered Week in Review program starting in January, and you will hear On Points Week in Review program as well in the morning. And if you miss some, I guess you can always listen online. I mean, that's another option.
That is true. Our website is making it a lot easier for you to listen to things in archives on all sorts of platforms now. You can use your smartphone to do that a lot easier than maybe you could before. So,
yeah, that website's something else. We really are all the bugs worked out as far as we know, Mike. We had a new more than a facelift to our
yes,
to our website recently.
It's been a pretty extensive redesign that's been going on. Lots of hard work from people across the organization. I think it continues to be one of those things that we work on. We had some issues with the search functionality on the website, whatever that sounds very weird. But if you type in a word for a search, it was not working as well as we could. I think we've worked through that. We're going to continue to work through things. I think one thing you'll notice if you visit the site now is you're probably notice more photographs, which is something that the news department's been enthusiastically doing. We have a number of good photographers on the news department who are taking pictures as they report. We're also working on you know, adding more features and doing more. But I think one thing you'll notice is it will continue to evolve and get better as time goes on. And that's where comments from listeners are useful, because if you have things that you're trying to do with the site that aren't working, we listen to those comments and incorporate them into evolving the site to make it work better for people. But one of the things we've found in looking at the usage numbers is that people are actually spending more time on the site, which was one of our goals. And so that's a good first step. Hopefully that they're not spending more time on the site because it's confusing, but we don't think that's the issue. We think it's actually working better for people. So
good stuff there.
So it's good progress.
And I can say that the search is working better because staff use the search too sometimes.
Yeah, right,
and,
exactly.
I was using it once. How come I know I did a program on such and such, and then I did it a few days later, and it's working.
Yes, so we're always working on making it better, but it has come a long way. So if you haven't been there in a while, you should go visit WPR.org. I think you'll be very impressed.
Well, from, again, our listener log, a couple of comments about the website. The new website is harder to use than the old one. I'm still trying to figure out how to do downloads from the archives with it. And another listener, I just wanted to say how much I appreciate the new website. It is so much easier to use now. Excellent work. So, again, it's, different levels of experience or different attitudes toward the website. Is it easy to do downloads from the archives as far as you know, Mike?
Yeah, it is. I mean, you just find it a little differently than the old site. And I think that's one of the issues that people may be dealing with. I don't, you know, if you've ever had a new phone, a new smartphone or a tablet or something like that, when you first get used to it, it seems a little bit weird. But as you use it more and start figuring out where things are, it becomes a lot easier to use. We're hoping that's what's going to happen with some people who may be used to the old site, which really had a lot of nice features to it. But if you were using the old site on a regular basis, it'll take a little bit of time. But like anything, as you use it more, you'll figure it out. It's relatively it should be relatively easy to find how to download shows. In fact, I think we've added, if you go to the show page, we've added a thing where it says go to the archives and you can find the archive programs. And there's an option to either listen or download if you want to do that. And of course, if you have any specific questions, you can call our audience services team and they're happy to walk you through. So,
yeah, in fact, when I say from the listener log, it's our audience services team that compiles that listener log. And anytime you're on the website and you might email a question or a comment, our audience services people will record that and or find the answer to what your question is. So that's WPR.org, and there's spots there to email us. You can also call audience services. 1-800-747-7444 is the number that I have memorized anyway, so
that's
one way you can get there, 1-800-747-7444. You know, you can always send a regular letter to 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. So lots of ways to get in touch with Wisconsin Public Radio, and our audience services team will make sure that they track down an answer to your question. And also record your feedback. And sometimes we talk about it on Mondays with Mike, but always our staff is interested in what you have to say about what you hear and what you don't hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. If you'd like to talk with a couple of the head honchos at Wisconsin Public Radio right now, you can do that by calling our call-in number, 1-800-642-1234, or you can send an email to talk@WPR.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is Mondays with Mike on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the December edition of Mondays with Mike. Wisconsin Public Radio's director, Mike Crane, usually joins us the first Monday of each month. But when he can't make it, we are happy that our second in command, our associate director, Mike Arnold, can. Mike is the associate director and the director of content for Wisconsin Public Radio. He's here answering your questions, responding to your feedback, as is Peter Bryant, who is our new program director for Wisconsin Public Radio's NPR News and Classical Music Network. Let's take another call. Jane in Milwaukee is with us next. Hello, Jane.
Hi, Joy. Thanks very much for your show. I love it, and especially on Fridays. It's a lot of fun. I'm calling about music. As you said, I live in Milwaukee, but we don't have a news and classical music station here. At least I haven't found it. So how do I get the classical music without being online?
Peter, you want to try to field that one?
Well, at present, the best way to do that is through the HD service. There is an all-classical HD network through Wisconsin Public Radio, and there's information about that in the coverage areas at WPR.org. But that's the best way presently, apart from the live web streaming.
So why don't we have an NPR News and Classical Music Network station in Milwaukee, Mike?
We only have one station that makes it into Milwaukee, WHAD, and that is the Ideas Network. And part of that is we have our WUWM. Jane, if you're interested in hearing Morning Edition, All Things Considered, that's the station that airs that in Milwaukee, WUWM, which is not part of the Wisconsin Public Radio Network, but they're the station in Milwaukee. And I think that's part of the reason is that we like to let them have that part of the franchise, and we bring Ideas Network to Milwaukee, which is a great opportunity to have some really meaningful conversations that include people in Milwaukee on the Ideas Network. So that's really been a good service for people in Milwaukee. So that's why we do it that way.
Yeah. Thank you, Jane, very much for the call. Let's go next to Steve in Milwaukee. Hello, Steve.
Good morning. I'm wondering if you might consider a possibility of a Science Friday produced by WPR for 1 hour, not replacing the national program, but one that's produced from you folks. And I have three proposals for you to shoot down.
Well, why would you want to have a Wisconsin-produced Science Friday instead of the national-produced Science Friday, or in addition to? Is there something different Wisconsin could do that IRA can't do?
Yes, I think that you could bring in local people, people possibly at the university, and have a more Wisconsin-based version of it. Actually, you could do it in three different ways. You could do it as a substitute program, in which case you have several different science programs that are dealing with science, technology, possibly during the week that could be repeated at a certain hour if you have a low numbers hour that you're not getting very good ratings for. That would be the cheap way of doing it. Another way of doing it would be the expensive way, which would be to have the experts and pros interviewed. And that would be something where perhaps there would be some grant money for that, considering the tie-in with the University of Wisconsin-Madison. And in between that, I wonder if we couldn't have a science swap program in which we swap a science program with somebody else in the NPR network or BBC or CBC for perhaps one of the 1 hour of To the Best of Our Knowledge every week.
All right, Steve. Well, gosh, lots of ideas from Steve. You want to react, Mike?
Well, I think that's an interesting thought, Steve, and I do think that's a good point, that there are a lot of science experts in Wisconsin who could be showcased and are, actually. I think that's one of the thoughts behind Central Time. The reason that we have multiple topics in an hour is it allows us to cover things like science on a regular basis, not just one day a week, but have people on talking about science issues as a segment of the program. So we're doing a lot more of that. Another thing, since you mentioned To the Best of Our Knowledge, I know that Steve Paulson has really established one of his areas of interest is science. And one of the things we have been thinking about are some ways that we might be able to, not just through To the Best of Our Knowledge, but possibly do some things that draw on Steve's expertise in that area a little bit more, maybe feature some interviews that he's done over the years. So that's a great comment, Steve, and we'll keep that in mind as we think forward.
Yeah, and in the meantime, Steve, you're right, a lot of our shows try to talk about science from time to time, not only Central Time, but we cover some science issues from time to time. And I know Larry Mueller covers them.
Yes.
Quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. And a lot of our shows do on a regular basis. And then also Science Friday itself was actually in Wisconsin recently. So from time to time, they'll come and do a show specifically from Wisconsin. And that's one of the ways that we feel that we can share science expertise in the state, not just with people of the state, but also outside of the state to a national audience.
You know, and speaking of Larry Mueller, tomorrow, Larry's going to be talking with author and 10th show radio host Michael Perry tomorrow. And that I know that is their... their topic during the mini pledge drive, end of the year pledge drive that starts and ends tomorrow. We start at 6 in the morning and we'll end the mini drive. If I'm not mistaken, do we end it at 1? I can't remember.
12:30. Yeah,
okay,
we're going to start before chapter a day.
But I bring that up because there's also going to be a conversation with Michael Perry book talk and signing coming up on Saturday, December the 7th. And that's going to be from 2 until 3 in the afternoon at the Mabel Tainter Theater in Eau Claire, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
And Judith Sears-Poisson, who is the producer of Larry Mueller's show, will be the moderator for that conversation with Michael Perry, book talk and signing, coming up on Saturday, December 7th. Right now, if you have a question for Mike Arnold or Peter Bryant, we have an open line for you at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org, or you can also post on our Facebook page at The Joy Cardine Show or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. WisconsinLife.org has a new look, I understand. I love playing the Wisconsin Life essays on this show on Fridays. What's the new look all about, Mike?
It's part of one of the things we're doing with Wisconsin Life is making it more multimedia. We're working with Wisconsin Public Television, so it's becoming more of a Wisconsin public broadcasting project. And it's pretty exciting. It's moving along really well. If you go to the WisconsinLife.org website, you'll see a different look than what we had before. It has the new logo. It also includes video more, and you'll see more and more video as we move forward with the project. It's really exciting to see what's happening with that, and you'll be hearing more about that over the coming weeks, I'm sure, about Wisconsin Life becoming not just a radio enterprise, but also something that's online and on TV as well.
Let's take another call from Willem in Colfax. Hi, Willem.
Hi. Good morning. I just had a comment about and some questions about Central Time. And, you know, I've been a longtime listener to Wisconsin Public Radio, 30 years or more, and I always like the in-depth discussions better because even though I might, you know, leave to go outside for, you know, split some wood or do something like that, I come back and they're still talking about the subject that they were talking about before, and I like that. And what I don't like about Central Time is that it reminds me of shows like the Today Show or Good Morning America, which I really don't like those kind of shows. People come on with prepared statement. They say they're the same thing they've said on 100 other shows, and then the callers don't really have a chance to take the conversation to either unprepared places or different places. And I always thought that was one of the strengths of Wisconsin Public Radio, that people really had to be on their toes when they came on the show because of the callers. And just maybe so, my idea was that maybe like one of the hours could be like that. And also, to me, it sort of represents this sort of a short attention span, which I know that the young people like, you know, little clips of little bits of this and that. But I like the longer format because I think it's more informative and I think it's more interesting as a listener. I find it hard to listen to this Central Time.
Thank you, Willem. Appreciate your call. I like the unprepared places comment, what about that, Mike? Is there, I don't know, why do we do the shorter segments?
Well, part of it is reflective of how people use radio. One of the things we know about radio listeners is that their typical duration of time that they listen in any given time is around 10 minutes, really. So, I mean, I think I understand your point, Willem, where, you know, you can listen to something, go away, come back and listen to it. That's definitely a utility. And I think there's a place for hour-long programs like the Joy Cardine Show and other shows where, and even in Joy Show, there are segments that mm-hmm. happen. But I think that we're certainly not focused on people with short attention spans. I mean, the shorter segments tend to be about 10 or 11 minutes, which is pretty long. It's actually longer than what National Public Radio does in terms mm-hmm. of their segment length, which is more like 3.5 minutes. We are going to be incorporating more call-in segments in Central Time, or at least try to do that more, which those segments tend to be around a half an hour. So even though it may appear to be shorter than what you typically hear on the Ideas Network, our goal is to provide depth and I think also, you know, surprises too. I think our intent is not to just have sort of the typical, you know, prepared conversation. But I think your comments show that there's always work to do. And I think that's something that the program's really eager to do is to get better. So I appreciate you bringing up the comments, but I hope you understand that one of the things we hear from some listeners is that they'd like to hear more topics. And another thing that's great about Central Time is it allows us, because we have a news department with reporters all over the state, we're able to have them come and report stories to us that we may not have heard about. We may not be able to talk about yet because they're developing. And so the reporters have been able to come on and tell us about things that are happening so that we can have conversations about them later. So in a lot of ways, the Central Time format's really, really good for us to try out a little bit. But Willem, it sounds like there's some more work we can do, and I'm sure we're going to work on it. So
Willem, thanks for the call. Now with a different perspective, Steve in Danbury. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Joy. I just want to say I love Central Time. I've been Wisconsin radio, public radio listener for over 30 years. I like the short segments. I like how well the hosts conduct interviews. I'm every day I'm impressed by the amount of work that goes into preparing a show like that. And I think the listener is the one who benefits from all that work. And I think it's a great show.
Thank you for calling in, Steve. Central Time was getting a little bit beat up there, so I'm glad that we could
like to add that in.
Yeah,
and I think that's something that we're hearing from more and more people. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are a lot of people who Recently, our news director, Michael Leland, and I went across the state and talked to people about Wisconsin Public Radio. And one of the things we were happy to hear were a lot of people like Steve kind of saying, I really enjoy Central Time, and I think I understand what you're trying to do with it, and it really sounds great. And I would say that, you know, Veronica and Rob are just great hosts. They really do a wonderful job with the show and the whole production staff. I mean, all of our shows have really hardworking production teams, and you can really hear it on the air. Thanks for that comment, Steve.
Yeah, we're running a little bit short on time here, but I was going to ask you if the shorter segment was to try to appeal to a younger audience. We've talked about this a little bit on this show before, but is that the point of the shorter segments, to appeal to a younger audience?
I think what we're hoping to do is to appeal to more people is really what we're trying to do, and they could be young, they could be older. I think we're trying to be reflective of how people use radio is really what we're trying mm-hmm. to do, and we think that there is potential for more people to be drawn in with the approach that Central Time's trying to do. We'll see what happens, but I think the intent really is just to be more broadly accessible. There's a lot that we have to share with people, and we're hoping to try different ways of serving listeners to be more effective at that.
So, Peter, is there any concern that younger people may not be listening to classical music as much as they used to, or even whether or not there is a future in classical music? Or are we at all looking at whether we will be providing modern music for younger listeners on Wisconsin Public Radio?
That's a concern that's been expressed for many, many, many years. It's always there. Part of what happens is someone may not listen to classical music so much when they're 20, but when they get 30, 40, then they develop an interest in it. And that's been a story for a long time. But engaging with contemporary music is something that's of particular interest to me, because there's so much going on now. Really an incredibly vibrant time, and we're looking at ways to connect with that and to let listeners know what's happening there. In fact, one thing we're developing right now is a blog for the website, which will be a home to just this very kind of thing. There's a lot of interesting material out there. Not all of it fits in at 9:30 in the morning, say, during morning classics, but it's something we think listeners will find interesting, and we want to point them there and help guide them and introduce them to those kinds of things. So that's an ongoing interest of mine that I really want to see us develop.
Yeah, we have less than a minute to go, actually, to get both of you giving us a final comment. Peter, is there anything that you're looking at ahead for the NPR News and Classical Music Network that we haven't talked about during the hour?
The big question will be looking down the road at the program schedule, mm-hmm. and is it working? Do we need to refine that? And that's an ongoing process too.
Well, good. I hope you'll come back and talk to us more about that once we're making those determinations. And Mike, anything else that you want to share before we go?
I think the main thing is we're trying. I hope you'll notice as a listener that we're trying to be as responsible or responsive as possible to your needs, and we're working on trying to make sure that Wisconsin Public Radio continues to be a strong resource for you. And we're always open to hear what you have to say. So if you have comments, feel free to call. Even if they're negative, we like to hear them, and we try to do something with that. So thanks so much for listening, and it's a pleasure to serve all of you with the programming.
Thank you both very much for being here. Mike Arnold is Wisconsin Public Radio's Associate Director and Director of Content, and Peter Bryant is Program Director for Wisconsin Public Radio's NPR News and Classical Music Network. Our next edition of Mondays with Mike will be Monday, January the 6th. I'm assuming Mike Crane will be here for that. You can always contact us, though, at WPR.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.